Ladies and gentlemen, jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
And the fallout continues, folks. The fallout continues from the firing of James Comey. What'd I tell you? Look, it depends on who you ask, of course. I still think that I still think this is going to get much, much, much worse. I think this is going to really develop or increase the sides. Okay, distinguish the various lines in the sand. That's what I think is going to happen. I really do. And I know that, Joe and I had a somewhat of a disagreement. We were in agreement with the generalities. On the other hand, we were in disagreement with how this is going to play out. And I think that, what we're going to see here over the next 48 hours, 72 hours, is more of a call to of impeachment, of calls for a special prosecutor. You know, all of this, I think, was pre-designed, at least from the progressive left. It's kind of like pulling the trigger. They knew that the left knew, the communist left knew, that this was going to happen, and they were ready to pounce, I believe, at any time. So, you know, it's kind of interesting because if you're the owner of a company, especially a company that you've got key personnel, when's the best time to fire that person? You know, it's a question.
On a Friday.
Well, yeah, that's what they say, right? But there's a question, though. You know, when is a good time? And we walked through this yesterday, folks, in case you didn't catch the first hour. We walked through this whole thing yesterday. We're going to be talking with our guest, the Dark Journalist, about this as well today. He's going to be coming on, and I'm sure he's going to be has a lot to say about this. But see, here's the thing. I'm not liking what I'm seeing on the other side. What I believe, and Joey, I mean, feel free to jump in on this. What I believe here is what really matters the most is what President Donald J. Trump represents or has caused in terms of the people of the United States to feel, to emote, you know, to embrace. It's a movement. He's created a movement, and that movement is what is important, in my view. It's a movement to counter the communist, progressive, Antifa people, the RevComs, and that kind of thing, and to deconstruct the Obama legacy. Whenever you talk about deconstructing the Obama legacy, the progressive left just goes crazy, and I think this plays into it. But the bottom line is, it's not about just about President Trump. It's about the movement that he created, which is larger than the man himself, in my personal opinion. The Comey firing is going to be painted, and is, I believe, from what I've been seeing, is being painted as obstruction of justice, perhaps. Oh my goodness, he's firing the very people who are in. Yeah, I caught a news bite this morning. I think it was on Morning Joe, perhaps. I'm not sure. Where never before in the history of this country has the President of the United States fired the man that's investigating the President. So, it's firing the investigator that's investigating the President.
That's the perception. The perception, not even the truth or the facts. One thing that was interesting to me to see was the media's reaction. and mm-hmm. how far were they going to push this? How, you know,
and how far are they pushing it though? And didn't I say they were going to take this to the end?
Right. And today in the office we were talking about this a little bit, and I said, you know, it seems kind of as a pretty tame response from the media. And I guess I should clarify that some of the talking heads that they bring on, not so tame. There's a good example. Maxine Waters today, you know, basically said that she would approve if Hillary Clinton was president, her firing of James Comey, but they should impeach Trump for impeaching for firing Comey.
I can almost understand that statement.
Well, I understand the mentality of it.
Yeah, I can almost understand how that she gets from A to B to C to D on that statement, but oh my goodness, come on.
So, you know, one of the there's a few talking points that have come out of this, and folks, go to HagmanReport.com. We got a number of articles up there dealing with some of the interesting news pieces that came out of the Comey firing. You know, Hillary's campaign, former campaign, Robbie Mook, this terrifies me. You know, you have those kind of responses.
Terrified.
You know, John McCain. Oh,
snowflake.
You know, the big thing is again, the misconception that James Comey was the beginning and end of the Russian investigation into the Trump campaign, which it's, you know, false on its face. And this is where I got to say the media was a little tame, because they, some of them have been more level-headed, at least in picking up the fact that the investigation is going to continue, you know, even beyond Comey. And that's one of the points I was really looking at, because if they played into the narrative that, you know, this killed the Russian investigation, then I can see, you know, some of the actions they would take to try to move this forward in a way that would, you know, hinder Trump's presidency or try to remove him from office. But I do believe that this is going to die down. But again, they're going to add it to the list of you know, offenses that they believe Trump has committed. You know, Chris Matthews said this was a fascist act, and you know, this was dictatorial, unprecedented. These are some of the words that have been thrown out there, but it's really not. We went over this yesterday. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. He's the head of the executive branch. The FBI falls under the executive branch, and technically, if we remove Comey, if we remove Trump from the equation and put, you know, any president and any FBI director in there, that president, with cause, is well within his rights and job description to fire the FBI director with cause.
Well,
it's not with. Right. I mean, it's not like he's trying to fire a senator.
The attorney, but it's the attorney general and then the deputy attorney general, and we went through, like you said, right. We went through this yesterday, and of course the AG's office is over the FBI, the FBI's part of that, and the realignment. You have to also understand too the realignment that took place under. Well, the last decade and a half, with respect to putting everything under the DHS umbrella, all of the various intelligence agencies, but people aren't thinking. People need to think bigger in terms of what we're seeing. Back to what I was initially going to say, I'm not liking what I'm seeing with respect to Kissinger and in the Oval Office.
Yeah,
what's that about? You know, you're looking at McCabe coming in, number two guy, perhaps to stand in. Of course, McCabe has a lot of baggage there. Hopefully he'll be the next to go. The manner in which Comey was fired, and I think this is an important distinction as well. The one thing that we didn't cover yesterday is the manner in which Comey was fired, and that is, he finds out about it. He's teaching or speaking to a class in L.A. and finds out about it on the monitors, you know, the news monitors while he's teaching. Thought he was being punked, I guess. And that is if you follow the history of Donald Trump as a businessman, and as if you understand his techniques, that is sending a message to others in that manner. It's basically a horse's head in the bed of others. Say what you will about that. It's not that I endorse it or I'm decrying it. It's just very simply that's the message it does send. Portions of tonight's broadcast brought to you by Pro Flowers. Oh, Pro Flowers. The winners of our Pro Flowers, will be announced, the contest. You're going to have an email in your inbox for the $50 gift certificate. My goodness, some of those stories were so funny. And so we thank everyone who participated in the contest. Pro Flowers, folks, visit Pro Flowers. We've got a fantastic offer for you. Even if you didn't win, you can send 100 blooms for mom, 100 bloom for mom bouquet from Pro Flowers for Mother's Day. This will make a really great impression, actually. They've got a great deal. Just all you do is go to proflowers.com and enter Hagman in the microphone box. And, hey, 100 blooms for mom with a free glass vase starting at $19.99. Visit proflowers.com. Use our code Hagman in the microphone box. It's a great deal.
And I gotta say,
more on that later. Yeah.
What is today? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Monday, I ordered the 100 blooms for my mother for Mother's Day. And I haven't gotten her flowers in a while, so I know she'll really enjoy them.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if I've seen the 100 blooms before, and I know how nice those flowers
are. No, you've seen them at my house.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't sure about that specific
setup.
No, it's always good. And, again, those lilies I got over 2 weeks ago from my house are still kicking. So.
Yeah. They have great stuff. You know, and this is the important thing. As we go through life, and I really want to make this personally, look, times are rough. I mean, the events, I shouldn't say times, the events, the news, it's heavy and it can get you down, but please enjoy your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, the world around you. Get out of the house a little bit, take a walk with the dog. You've got to decompress sometimes. So, you know, even though you want to kind of keep an eye on what's taking place, you also have to live. You know, and that's so important. And understand that God's got this, right? In the end, God has got this. If you, and I do hope you believe in God, but He's got this. So He's, however, that doesn't mean we can turn aside and, you know, not pay attention. As a matter of fact, I gotta tell you this, it was great because, this morning I was in my office, and I got to my office really early, and, anyway, about 5 to 7, I thought, you know, I'm going to catch Coach Dave live. Coach Dave Dobmeyer. So I went to Coach Dave live, and I'm using a different computer in my office, and I'm clicking some buttons, and I'm thinking, all right, you know, because I usually catch them on archive. But anyway, so I clicked a few buttons and bam, I'm in there. I'm watching Coach Dave live, and pretty soon I hear this, "Hey, Doug Hagman," and I'm looking around like he can see me.
That's funny.
What button did I push, man? I didn't know he could see me. And then I thought, man, you know, Coach has got some power up here. But anyway,
I've never listened to Coach's live show. So,
oh yeah,
could he
great.
See you, or could he just see your presence in the?
No, he could see me, and so could like everyone else apparently. So I'm glad I was dressed. And, no, I'm kidding. I didn't know that. So we spoke, actually. I got to interact with Coach Dave live. Usually, again, on archive, I just listen and view. But it was really interesting. Coach Dave live from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern time. And so it surprised me, though, because I guess I pushed the wrong button on the computer. And I guess it's part of the group as opposed to just being a spectator. But anyway, look, the landscape is changing, and you can see that. You can see, I think the battle lines are being drawn here, and I think we have to realize that what we're seeing is we're in for some bumpy times. Also, a portion of this broadcast brought to you by Sherry's Berries. My goodness, the wonderful berries. Folks, visit Berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. That's Berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Same code, Hagman. Use our code Hagman. They have an amazing, absolutely amazing deal with freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Oh, it's a great deal. And you know what? You can double the berries for just $10 more. Visit Berries, berries.com. Enter our code Hagman. When you click on the mic, $19.99 plus shipping for just fantastic. Oh, succulent, decadent chocolate-covered strawberries with all kinds of toppings. And for $10 more, you can double the berries. It's just great. But the only way to get that deal, berries.com, use our code Hagman. But, you know, I'm interested in what everyone else thinks out there. And I've been watching the commentaries of normal people, like all of us. We're just normal people, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're just working guys, we're just out there doing our stuff. I'm interested to see what many of the normal people are thinking and saying about this. And it's interesting because if we consider ourselves normal, so who do we consider abnormal? Of course, the communist progressive mindset people, I'm with her crowd, Feel the Burn crowd, the Antifa people, the RevCom people, those to me are the, or even the Muslims as well. And I'm not sorry to say this, but you've got to take a look at the different factions within the United States. And have you noticed that the United States has been sufficiently balkanized already with this illegal mass alien invasion, where not just Americans with different political ideologies have been fractured, but you've got fracturing along other lines as well, and you've got these groups such as the Cubans, the Mexicans, who are starting to weigh in a little bit more heavy on this, and this is kind of creeping up. Okay, it's not overt as the Antifa, the Marxist communist people. But this is kind of creeping into the various segments of society and even into flyover country. I've noticed this. This is what we got to be careful of. And this is what we've been trying to prevent. And this goes back to, remember the news, of course, of the weekend. France is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Okay, so this... And there's some strange things that happen with the French election. But if you watch what's going on in Europe and you see France and you see what's going on there, the push toward this, the nationalist movement has been bumped. Or I shouldn't say, it's almost like we have to watch our words now. Nationalist movement is not National Socialist movement. It's the, borders, language, and culture, as Michael Savage says. It's our country kind of mentality, as opposed to let's just throw open the doors and we're going to just be one big happy subservient population to a single global governance. That suffered a blow via France, and I think that that's important to really to watch as well. All of these dynamics are taking place. It's an exciting time to be alive. It really is. A very exciting time to be alive.
There's a new headline up on Drudge right now, which is from the New York Times. It's giving a little bit more insight into the process that led to the firing of Comey. It's titled "Enough Was Enough: How Festering Anger at Comey Ended His Firing." And I'm just going to read the first paragraph. The countdown to President Trump's dismissal of James Comey, the FBI director, began last weekend with an enraged president stewing over Mr. Comey's testimony to Congress last week when he admitted being slightly nauseated about doing anything to get Mr. Trump elected. So that right there, just that first paragraph, tells us a few things. That this began last weekend, which counters some of the claims that, there's shock in the White House. Unexpected. I mean, it's only been...
Don't forget, the Deputy Attorney General was confirmed 14 days ago.
Yeah.
Yesterday was day 109. 14 days into it. And you have to understand, too, Joe, and I think people need to really comprehend this, the confirmations, okay, the Deputy Attorney General was confirmed 94-6 in the Senate. And I think the one thing that's extremely important is the pushback against the forward movement of the Trump cabinet, getting things together. And I think that if this was Obama, for example, in the White House right now, and Obama endured such such pushback on nominations, because you know I guarantee you there's going to be a real fight for the nomination of the next FBI, the head of the FBI. You know that's going to be a real fight.
Yep.
So
they've already said as much.
Yeah. So there is a huge double standard here.
And
one more thing, and then I'm going to turn over to you. One thing that really got me going is the treatment of, by Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski to not Sean Spicer, but Huckabee's daughter as press secretary, Ms. Huckabee. I can't remember her last name.
She's the one filling in for Spicer.
Yes,
right now?
Yes. She appeared on Scarborough's show on Morning Joe, and Mika came out and called her a liar. Now, again, the double standard here is, well, can you imagine this happening under Obama, and what happened to the civility? This is why I believe that the civility is the degradation of the civility, I believe, is going to play an important role as we see the country go further and further into this devolution.
You're exactly right.
Go ahead.
There was a clip, and I was debating whether if this was something I should post on the website, of Betsy DeVos giving a speech at a graduation ceremony for a college in Daytona, Florida. The whole speech, she was booed. They yelled profanities at her.
Ms. DeVos was booed?
Yes. I'm talking by the whole group of graduating class, to the point where the dean got up more than once to interject to the audience, telling them, if this continues, you will get your diploma in the mail. We've seen that on the left in the opposition to any type of conservative speakers that, you know, are out there. We see that hostility. But when we start to see it in the news and in the, coming out of Congress with different congressmen or senators or even former officials, it is pretty concerning. And it is not, in itself, a story to an, depending on what's going on, but, and how bad the reaction is, but, the overall attitude and the overall, just disrespect, as you said, the disrespect,
yes,
the lack of civility, the lack of even treating
gravitas
people like human beings first, that they're, it's all political, jargoning to, there's this vacuum in the Democratic Party right now. And, people will see some that will admit it and some that won't. But the Democratic Party is in pieces right now. And that's just one issue inside of itself. There's no leadership there. And they're searching for leadership. So a lot of these liberals and progressives who come on TV and use that as a platform and our opportunity to show that their politics are in line with, the rest of the extremist left. And to make a point or to marginalize or put down the president, they're going to do that because they are all trying to fill that leadership role.
That's right.
So some of that's expected, and I think it will die down a little bit after they find their next, wunderkind. But it does speak to a larger problem, a much bigger problem, and that, begs the question, when the next presidential election is held, will say that these people get what they want.
If we have a next
candidate,
I wonder if we're ever going to have. I'm wondering if we're going to have.
Question is: say the Democrats run against Trump, a candidate that wins in 2020. Will that civility return when they get who they want in there? I don't believe it will, and that's what's most concerning to me, because that will soon turn into rage if these people have power, and they will act on that. Then you'll see, what these people are warning. I believe this. That when these people regain power, all the things that they're saying about Trump, that he's a fascist, he's a Nazi, he's a racist, a bigot, you'll see that in that next candidate. And not only that, it will be acceptable and it will be cheerleaded that this next president goes after his political opponents and enemies. Kind of like Germany in the 1930s. And that's where the real danger is. You know, we all thought that it had to die down after the inauguration, you know, the craziness. But they just continue to intensify with their false narrative and lies about this Russia investigation, that there's something there. I mean, they've been into this for 8-9 months now. They haven't produced one shred of evidence. Yet half the country believes that it's a real scandal. Not only that, they believe that the evidence has already been laid out in front of the American public to the extent that it's more than an impeachable offense, but a criminal offense for Donald Trump to continue to sit in the White House, that he should be facing jail time. So, with no evidence whatsoever to verify that claim.
And Hillary Clinton can get away with the emails.
Right.
Wiener can get away with sexting, texting, and the emails. Obadon can get away with all that. All of the people in their orbit can get away with what we're seeing. And yet, there's crickets except for, you know, not now, of course, you know, Donald Trump. We need to investigate his Russian ties. We need to clean house. We need to clean house. One more thing before the break, folks. I want to tell you, there was a huge, huge, huge arrest in the Philippines. Vile images have emerged from the inside of the home of an American man suspected of exploiting Filipino children. David Timothy Deacon, 53.
He was a child born king, is
yes,
what his title was.
Yes. Pizzagate. BS, right? To those people saying Pizzagate is a nothing burger. Look, you understand the pedogate is huge. This is part of it. This is part of it. Understand what I'm saying and more to come.
We got a great show for you tonight. Daniel Litzt from darkjournalist.com will be our guest in hour number two. Pastor David Langford will be our guest in hour number three. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Yeah, welcome back, folks, to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. HagmannReport.com. That's our primary. So that's the place to go for news. There, from there, you can hit Hagmann and Hagmann.com. That's show information, show everything show related, and of course HomelandSecurityUS.com. It's something I'm going to be cultivating more. It's amazing how the evolution of investigations are coming. Again, we are decidedly, our mandate has changed. In Chicago, Russ Dizdar gave a wonderful presentation. And essentially he said, you know, I'm tired of hearing about the problems. What are we going to do about it? You know, I just to paraphrase him, he said, you know, if I see one more video or read one more article about the problems, only the problems without a solution, you know, I just don't want to do that. And Russ has assembled a team of investigators, tremendous. It's a fantastic team, and he's advising law enforcement and such. And we have some investigators that are working on our behalf and infiltrating some of these groups, these RevCom groups, these communist groups across the nation. And we're going to be publishing a lot of that on HomelandSecurityUS.com. But the thing that we have to be careful of is the investigation aspect. You know, you can't give away too much. You can't. There's a very fine balance when you're dealing with the public disclosure of information. But just keep watch, because there are things that we have found out of late that correspond with the findings of like citizens. Citizens audit and such. It's, there are some things taking place that are decidedly, I believe, absolutely 100% seditious and treasonous by former members of the Obama regime. These are pinko, and in some cases, you know, communists, strictly communists in ideology, who are involved in the delegitimization of the Trump administration. Never forget this. In the red-green marriage, the marriage between the communists and the Muslims, you'd never think this to be the case. Or the gay and lesbian group and the Muslims. I mean, who would think of that, especially when they're chopping off heads and throwing the gays off bridges, and or the homosexuals off of bridges or buildings, or stoning them. This, however, the communists are using the organizations to advance their objectives.
And in 20 minutes, the post will be up on HagmannReport.com. But there's actually there's a story today, just real quick, I want to make sure I hit this. A liberal student at a liberal college who is homosexual, and right. he's going there to give a talk on the hatred of the LGBTs from Muslim nations. And he's being protested by his own base because of their conformity and acceptance of radical Islam, which is insanity. These people are advocating for the very people that are murdering them in places like Saudi Arabia and Iran. And this guy who's trying to shed some light on this issue is being shut down, even amongst the people who, you know, they agree with them on everything, you know, with the lifestyle and the promotion of it and whatnot. But even the truth is being censored because it's not popular. It's not the way they perceive Islam to be, so therefore it can't
be. Right. And there's more to come on that. And this, folks, just put this in the back of your, just put this, kind of file this away somewhere. One of my sources from inside the Beltway had given me a name as perhaps one of the people that will be suggested to replace Comey as FBI director, and that's Larry Thompson. Now, Thompson served as deputy attorney general at the beginning of the Bush administration. And he's African American. He's a black man, and I think he was already floated as a possibility to replace Ashcroft after Ashcroft resigned back in 2004. Now I'm not sure. I don't know how many people out there, if you're listening to this or watching this, I don't know how many people know Larry Thompson or have heard of him before. But keep that in the back of your mind. We'll see how that plays out. Before we go much further, Mother's Day this weekend, ladies, guys, have you taken care of mom? Have you taken care of mom, or the wife of your wife, or the mother of your children? How about that special person in your life that you just want to say I love you or thanks for being there? Have you done any? But Mother's Day, you can't forget mom. Well, Pro Flowers. I'm going to tell you right now, you will be a hero with Pro Flowers. You know, when you send the 100 blooms for mom bouquet from Pro Flowers this Mother's Day, you're going to make an absolutely fantastic impression. She will just be floored. The 100 blooms for mom bouquet comes with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And if you really want to make a statement, and this is what I strongly suggest, you can upgrade to a premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. That's it, $10 more. You cannot beat these prices. Choose the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers are guaranteed to arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days or your money back. And as Joe has testified to it, and me and my wife and my daughter, everyone who's gotten flowers from Pro Flowers, their flowers last so long, and they're fragrant and they're beautiful. They arrive in a beautiful pack. I mean, let me tell you, this is Pro Flowers, class act all of the way. And you know, every mom, they love fresh flowers, and Pro Flowers makes it so easy to send the perfect Mother's Day gift with this huge bouquet. Imagine 100 blooms. Don't forget all of the moms in your life, whether it's your mom, your grandma, your wife, and other mother figures this Mother's Day. Here's the deal. Now listen carefully. The only way to get 100 blooms for mom with a free glass vase starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling is to visit proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and use our code HAGMANN, H-A-G-M-A-N-N. That's proflowers.com, our code HAGMANN, when you click on the mic. This stunning bouquet, it sells out fast. So folks, order today, proflowers.com, microphone box, Hagman, and I guarantee you, you're going to be the hero or heroine, and mom is going to just thank you and love you. Joe, I'm going to toss it to you, sir.
All right, this segment, we got a sponsor of the show who's a returning guest and has a product that the Hagman and Hagman audience just loves. Alan Riggs from Greenovative is our guest, and we're going to get into some interesting things in this segment, one of which, Mr. Riggs and the team at Greenovative have found some interesting things. They have made an interesting discovery, and we're going to let Alan come on and tell you what that is. Mr. Riggs, welcome back to the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It's great to have you. So what's going on over at Greenovative?
Wait a second. When I found out about this, I thought this was fake news, and you know how much I hate fake news, right? John said, "Hey, you got to read this." And I'm reading this, and I thought, "Wait a minute. Did Alan Riggs really send this, or is this true?" So, folks, listen to this. Maybe he's going to be in the Invention Hall of Fame or something. I don't know, but Mr. Riggs, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. As most folks know, I make the Greenovative T-Mag saltwater powered battery. And everybody who's familiar with us is familiar with these power pipes. They're replaceable. Each pair of them is equal to about 130 AA batteries, charge about 130 batteries. Since we made this, since we first introduced the battery charger, everybody wants more power, more power, more power. That's all we hear is more power. So when I got to these, I thought, well,
Steve Quayle, more power. Captain Kirk, more power, Scotty.
Tim Allen, more power, rewire it. And that's what we did. We rewired. Everybody wants more power. So I thought, if you just swap these out, you have all the power you need. But I was thinking a couple of weeks ago that maybe I could make it more powerful. And we need a drum roll or something. These are the only two of four.
Sorry. The S word, I did it.
I know, thanks. These are two of four triple powered power pucks in the world. I just invented these. Each pair of these weighs about 4.4 ounces. The ones I just showed you weigh a little bit over 3 ounces. So for another ounce and a half, this pair of power pucks will charge 300 AA batteries. That means that two pairs of power pucks would charge 600 AA batteries.
Now, Alan Riggs has got a pretty big pair, don't you agree? Sorry, man. I couldn't resist. Go ahead.
They're even better. They're three times as big as they were last week. These are two pairs of power pucks. You can put them in your pocket. You can put these in your front pocket. That's 600 AA batteries. If you had another pair, put it on the other side, you now have 1,200 AA batteries in your pocket. Weighs about a couple of pounds, and 1,200 batteries will weigh about 50 pounds. So if you want to put something in your go bag, you want to have power on the go, we've made it so this is nearly a daily use device. If you charge 6 AA batteries every week, one pair of these 300 battery chargers would last for a year if you charge 6 batteries every week.
Can't beat that.
We've made a real breakthrough here. I have one other pair that I have run continuously for about 60 hours, and you can hardly tell that they've been used. So I wanted to tell you that. Everybody's been asking me for more power, and we did.
That's awesome, Alan. And, I mean, when we think about the types of situations that you would need this for, you know, the emergency, survival, you know, disaster-type situations, you have to think beyond, you know, what you and your family might need in these situations and think what other people around you might need. What could you do in your capacity of preparing to not only help yourself be better prepared, but also help those around you to be able to work together to accomplish certain things? You know, when people aren't worried about the basic survival necessities, shelter, food, water, if those, you know, worries are much less because you have the resources and are prepared to do so, you can expand and do other things and continue to, you know, look for ways to find more food and whatnot. You're not just scrambling to survive. And this is something that, you know, I believe people need to put into practice today. But the ability to recharge batteries, I mean, think things like flashlights. I mean, the application uses are endless, anything that batteries take.
But you know, and here's the thing, folks. I didn't mean to take you off stride, but here's what I think is so important. You know, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry was on our program on April 25th of this year, talking about the possibility of an EMP. Mr. Riggs has, greenovative.com has, is an EMP-proof device to charge batteries. All right, so if you've got a microwave, you can use as a Faraday cage, perhaps, and put some small electronics in, or a Faraday cage, whatever. But this can charge it. This can save your life. And we're all about solutions. And Mr. Riggs stepped up to the plate. And I got to tell you, this guy never sleeps. He's out there creating stuff to help you, help us. And we're all about solutions. And I applaud him because he is trying to do, he's just trying to find solutions and make life better in perhaps an untenable situation should the grid go down or should something happen. And look, folks, you know, it's going to be bad enough. But this stuff here, his product, that's why I'm glad he's on showing this. So this is not just a, hey, look at this, you know, look what you can buy. This is American ingenuity, hard work, the solution potential for your problems should everything go south. And thank you. Thank you, because we need more guys like him. We need him and more guys like him.
Well, let me show, thank you. And let me show you what the Hegman audience has created. I kept getting feedback. We want more. We want more. So what we did was we put a package together that we called the Complete. And it's based on the feedback from the Hegman and Hegman viewer. It comes with the replaceable anode charger, 2,000 milliamp hour battery, the power pucks we've had forever, extra batteries, extra 1,000 batteries, the AAA batteries, the USB charger for charging your cell phone, all of the battery adapters. This was great. The feedback I got from folks was really good, so we decided to go do it, and everybody has wondered. So the last time we talked, folks have been telling me that they wanted a barter pack. So, don't mean to be turning away from them. So we created the barter pack. We don't know what situation you're going to be in. Maybe your money's no good anymore. Maybe you're in a situation where help can't get to you. So you might want to swap one of these, or parts of this, for food or water or ammunition or medicine. Lots of things you can do. It comes with one of our double power chargers. 6 1,000 milliamp hour batteries. So you don't have to give your big one away. You can give pieces or parts of this away. Maybe you give them a cell phone charger. Maybe you give them the adapter. Maybe you give them just the batteries or a charger. And this, too, came from the feedback from the Hagman and Hagman folks. It has just been a joy to work with these people. They've called me, just called to say, hey, God bless you. I appreciate what you're doing. And my uncle Fred bought one, and he loves it. So it's just been a great experience for me.
Well, that's fantastic. And we want to thank the listeners out there, especially for not only supporting our show by supporting and taking advantage of what the sponsors have put together, but also for the feedback, because that's what better way to not only, you know, create different packages for, you know, the users who are using your product, but also that feedback helps you in areas where you might not even know you have issues or want to improve. And we would urge and continue to urge listeners to provide that feedback to Alan Riggs and any of the sponsors that you use. It's it's probably the best feedback you can get is, you know, when you hear what works, what doesn't work, what you think would be better if it's changed, and any ideas you have. That's how what makes it easier for you to do your job, I'm sure, Alan.
It does. And I want to point out, at about this time, whenever I'm on, Doug starts wrestling me about a discount. Well, I beat him to the punch. I didn't get all the way to 15%, but the discount from now until the 1st of June is 12%. Can we live with 12%?
Sure.
Now, I got to tell you, for this 12%, absolutely. And folks, this is a great deal. It really is. You know, it's, again, this is about not saving your life, but perhaps, but survival and maintaining a level of survivability. 12% is a gift. Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, and well, thank you. Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing for the last month or so. I'm excited about it. And the world has been changing a lot day by day.
It has, you know. Mr. Riggs, you know, your device, I don't know of any other like yours. If there are, certainly, I would believe they're subpar to yours, but I've been using your device just because I can. And I've got to tell you, it's every bit as good as an electrical outlet, in my view anyway, for charging devices, the batteries, devices and such. I really thank you for creating this device, again, that could be a lifesaver. And we're all about solutions. And you know, we have to think about what's ahead. So let's kind of recap with your packages, just to make sure that we've got, right. Go ahead.
Well, right now we have a 12% off what we call is the complete package. And with that, we've bundled a barter pack. So you get a discount on the complete package. You get a discount on the barter pack. And then all together, you get a discount, because of the 12%. By the morning of 12 May, we should have our new Super Pucks up and running. And those are, they start out at, start out $39 for 300 batteries worth of charging. And then for every pack after that, I give you a bigger and bigger and bigger discount. So the more you buy, in fact, being able to put the equivalent of 1,200 batteries in your pocket, where it would take a small red wagon to carry those around, is kind of a cool deal.
Yeah, and you said that the 1,200 batteries weigh about 50 pounds?
And they do, yeah.
So what you've discovered with this extra power, I mean, really, I can't see a situation where somebody's carrying around all those batteries, but you never know. So this, I mean, it just puts you right over the top.
And well, in their bunker, you know, they got 1,200 batteries up there in case you need them.
Yeah, yeah.
They might be dead when you need them.
And that's, I've had that happen. Has anyone ever had a smoke detector? Batteries go dead in the, or, you know, or dying and they're beeping, beating the smoke. So you go in the drawer to get the batteries for the smoke detector and you replace them and you find out they're dead. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. So I like this idea. It's, I really do.
It's power on demand anytime, anywhere, in any weather, day or night. And I just want to say, you don't need no stinking sun. You don't need no stinking wind. All you need is a little salt, a little bit of water.
That's right. And EMP proof, no moving parts.
Very portable, very simple.
It's Doug Hagman proof. I can't, you know, hit buttons and stuff and screw it up. If I can, I mean, seriously. And if you don't have salt water, you can actually pee in it and it'll work.
No, you can't. I normally tell folks they can go back behind the bushes and fill it up and it'll be fine.
Well, yeah, it's fantastic. And this is true American ingenuity, solutions for potential problems, preparation as needed. Alan Riggs is the man. And on top of that, 12% discount on the complete package, greenevative.com. Greenevative.com. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link and get in. There you go. Wow. Fantastic.
Thank you, Alan, for joining us explaining the breakthrough you guys had and showing the audience the great packs that you put together. And folks, take advantage of this offer. If you have any questions, go to greenevative.com. And give Alan a call and see if you guys can. I'm sure he has answers if you got questions. So,
thanks,
greenevative.com. Alan Riggs, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Thanks for having me.
God bless you, my friend. Yeah, Alan Riggs is a good guy, man. I'm going to tell you, he really, and this to me is what this country is all about, and our program too. It's about providing our listeners with solutions,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I've seen.
Where are you going to find a better? I mean, I don't know. I'm not too technologically savvy, but you know, where are you going to find the ability to charge batteries and to have this portable power generator? You know, for such a low cost and you know, lightweight, easy to mobile.
That's right.
You can't beat it. So take advantage of it.
Yeah, I'm glad we teamed up with Alan Riggs. He's a stand-up guy. He really is, and he knows his business. And thank you, Mr. Riggs. You know, I found something from October 6, 2016. I just wanted to touch on this. Well, let me go back, because before the break, I had mentioned about the recent bust in the Philippines. And look, this is on the Daily Mail from the UK. And this is about David Timothy Deacon, 53-year-old American national in the Philippines, suspected or charged with exploiting Filipino children, children's underwear, cameras, bondage cuffs, fetish ropes were strewn about the two-bedroom townhouse.
Let me jump in here real quick.
30 hard drives, by the way. 30 hard drives. I wonder.
Yeah.
Paging Anthony Weiner.
I could just hear the voices now. Well, what does this have to do with Pizzagate? Or what does this have to do with...
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Go back to sleep.
Look, just because... And I want to make this point because I don't think we talked about this, really. Just because a lot of people are waiting, you know, they want the John Podesta arrested. They want, you know, Hillary Clinton. But see, those are just, you know, that's, you know, just a tiny little thing that's happening over here. This stuff, when we talk about, you know, the bust that happened, we always talk about, you know, the people who are caught receiving it or, you know, viewing it. Never the people who create this stuff and distribute it. Well, this is one of those people. And it's a start. And for those who might think it's not important in the grand scheme of what is known as Pedogate or Pizzagate, you're wrong. Because things like this, and what you said about the computers, can lead, you know, to countless other people who he's interacted with in... pertaining to this
right.
content, and you never know where that's going to lead. So don't.
Oh, and I think we do know
don't
in this case.
You're never going to see, and I wish I'm wrong here, but you're never going to see, you know, John Podesta perp box for child pornography.
Well,
in my opinion,
he's not been charged, by the way.
That's how you get it done, though. You continue to go after those who are making it, distributing it, and hopefully you get lucky along the way and find the right crevice of interconnectedness between these people. that leads you where we need to go.
You know, if,
but this is just as important.
If you go to the Daily Mail and look at some of the pictures, look at how this pig lived.
I was wondering what that was. That's his house?
Yeah, it's right here. I mean, I'm not even going to show you.
A hoarder of fast food wrappers.
No. This is mental illness plus.
Yeah.
And you know, it tells me a lot. It tells me a lot when I, you know, when people are trying to shut us up, and it's amazing because I see the criticism on the internet of my quote whining about people trying to shut us up. Well, y'all can, for those people who are saying that, okay, what the hell have you done? What have you done? And I'm going to say, what have you done to help the children out there? What have you done? Nothing. All you can do is bitch and moan and complain and point fingers and say, he's not a good Christian, or he's not, you know, on and on and on. What have you done?
Folks, we are up against the break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Daniel Litz from darkjournalist.com. That's Daniel Litz from darkjournalist.com, a returning guest. We're going to get into some, we're going to continue to talk about news and current events, and we're going to get into some stuff with Daniel. Then coming up in hour number three, Pastor David Langford from thevoiceofevangelism.com will be our guest, as he is each and every Wednesday in the third hour. Don't go anywhere.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, and that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. A Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's small, smokeless, fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove, in an ammo can.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.